You started your report yet?
Almost. Everyone knows a good paper is 30% writing, 70% color coordinating your highlighters.
Well, if when you do start it, at least you'll have a nice, quiet place to work in.
Zelda and I are going to take a little trip.
Is that a euphemism for plastic surgery?
We haven't decided where we're vacationing yet, although Hilda is pushing for Atlantis.
The kelp is in full bloom.
Will you be all right alone while we're away?
Are you kidding? I've never had the house to myself before. I gotta call Val. Right after I finish my paper.
Such a good girl.
I'm so trustworthy. What a coincidence. The topic of my paper is child abuse. Let them eat cake, but save me some.
Oh, you need a hand with those?
No, thanks. I got them.
Do you mind?
Check this out. Time-space continuum excursions. 3 days, 2 nights, and you come back younger.
Oh, let's try something really different.
The third ring of Saturn, now with single-deck blackjack.
Let's go see the world's largest ball of twine.
Twine?
One question. Why? And please let the answer be that you have a fever.
Twine? Is that the brochure? And if so, can I keep it in my basket?
Come on, Hilda. We always go to the other realm, but we never get to see any real Americana.
At least tell me it's somewhere exotic.
It's in Kansas.
Oh, the Paris of the Midwest.
Do you think this knapsack would accommodate a substantial ball of twine?
Why?
Just asking.
Oh, great. It's the Green Hornet.
So, how's the report coming?
I have every reason to believe it will garner a fine grade.
Still haven't started yet?
Nope.
Well, it's going to be tough now that you have to sign up for community service in the other realm.
What? But I didn't do anything wrong.
Community service isn't just something that professional athletes do to avoid jail time. In the other realm, giving back to the community makes you feel good about yourself.
But I already feel fabulous about myself. I love me.
If you want your witch's license, you have to do charity work. And you have to give it your all. You can't just phone it in.
Okay, get off my back. I'll help others. Let's go.
Sorry you have to do it on your own.
Fine.
What's this?
My homework. Give it your all. And don't just phone it in.
Oh, man, Walden. Nothing happens in this book.
Maybe something will jump out at me. Washing old witches? Nope. And may I add, gross?
Hi.
Hi. Easy way out. Well, this shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Plus, it's being run by my uncle.
Hello, young lady. Dashiell. You know, I always get a little misty whenever I see that there are young people today who still believe in the old-fashioned values of community service. Bobby Calzone.
Sabrina Spellman.
Hi. I see you've met my nephew, Dashiell, a good, fine young witch for a half-mortal.
Hey, I'm half-mortal, too.
Cool. Are you right-handed?
Yeah. Wow, it's like looking in a mirror.
You know, here at Easy Way Out, we're always on the lookout for a few special witches like yourself.
Well, this is real community service, right? Because I promised my quizmaster that I would...
Sabrina, you'll be working at the rumor mill. How is that for real?
Is that a good thing?
Are you kidding? In this realm, rumors are considered to be the highest form of entertainment. Think Riverdance with a conscience.
But I always thought rumors were bad.
Oh, mortal. Trust me, kiddo. The rumor mill is the USO of Witchley Community Service. A morale builder. As a matter of fact, rumors have actually been proven to make witches healthier.
Wow, I feel more noble already. Come on, witches need our help. Let's start our first smear campaign.
Okay, I'm ready to hit the open road. I'm not stupid. Don't personalize it, Zelda. I'm just trying to blend in with Middle America.
Fine. Put your stuff in the pickup I rented.
What? Are they out of dump trucks?
It'll be fun for an all-American journey, an all-American vehicle.
All right, let's go.
I call shotgun.
Salem, you're not going.
You have to stay here with Sabrina.
What?
You didn't think we'd leave a teenager home alone completely unsupervised, did you?
Whoa. Are you telling me that this family is going to see the world's largest ball of twine and the cat isn't coming?
Fine.
With all due respect, ladies, would I leave you behind if I were going to see the world's largest eligible bachelor?
Yes, if our entire goal was to unravel him.
Hey, don't forget to water the plants and bring in the mail.
You know, In Cold Blood took place in Kansas.
Welcome to the rumor mill. We spread more rumors by 9 a.m. than most hairdressers do all day.
Is it always this busy?
I'm going to guess you guys don't get government funds.
Hey, this room brings more joy to downtrodden witches than 1,000 soup kitchens.
Really? It seems kind of run down.
Well, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Now listen up. Here's how it works. First, you think up a juicy rumor. For instance, say, Sabrina's quizmaster wears a skirt. Then you chuck your rumor in this black hole over here. Word gets out, and hey, presto, the masses are entertained. In some cases, even healed.
And my quizmaster won't mind wearing a skirt?
Rumors aren't true, they're just entertainment. Like pro wrestling. Whoops, I got a stromboli stand on the south side of the realm, and it don't run without me. So are we set here?
Sure.
Beautiful. Go get them.
Where do we begin? I don't know many witches. I live in the mortal realm.
Really? Me too. Revere, Massachusetts.
Westbridge. Hey, you guys had that huge linebacker who pulverized our quarterback.
And then the game started and things really got bad.
Hey, maybe we should start rumors about people we know.
Why would other realmers care about them?
Well, my uncle said all rumors are entertaining. We might as well entertain ourselves in the process.
Mike Stratton, Revere linebacker. He's also the captain of the synchronized swim team.
I like charity.
Okay. Here goes. Libby Chesler is so mean her parents made her move out.
Let me guess. Cheerleader.
This is fun.
Yeah, and the best part about it is we're helping witches.
Without having to clip their toenails. The best community service.
Yeah, but I think washing old witches would be fun too. If I got to do it with you.
The hills are alive with the sound of gossip.
And we used up all the paper, Uncle C. Oh,
nice work. We haven't had so many rumors started since Walter Winchell worked here. Now you two better skedaddle on home.
So soon? Well, I guess it's back to the mortal realm.
You want to get there through my laundry chute?
Sure. Hey, you know, I was thinking maybe I'd volunteer here again, like, tomorrow at 3.
About 3:15?
You didn't let me finish. Like, 3:15. I just hope our rumors made an impact.
Trust me.
Just because my parents have threatened to evict me doesn't mean they've stopped caring.
That's weird. That sounds just like that rumor I started about Libby.
Pumpkin, we mustn't. It's wrong.
Not wrong? Inappropriate, perhaps. But I say, the heck with it.
I love your fire.
Okay, and that sounds very similar to that other rumor I...
Sabrina, do you have any veal and jelly in your locker? I have this tremendous craving.
Harvey, please tell me you're having a bad love handle day.
It's weird. None of my clothes fit. My breasts are tender. I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, and that's the rumor I started about Harvey being pregnant. That settles it. This is a major coincidence. Aunt Hilda? Aunt Zelda? Is anybody home? Salem, what's going on? Shoot.
Ah, Sabrina. I want you to meet the heads of the four families of Westbridge. Don Calamari.
How you doing?
Don Amici. Don Tutti Frutti. And, of course, Don Dadantan.
Hi, nice to meet you. Salem, you're not in the mafia. It was just a rumor.
Gentlemen, you will have to forgive my little friend. Sometimes she talks when she should be reading her magic book. Then she would know that any rumors started in the other realm become truths in the mortal realm.
Oh, well, in that case, Don Salem, on this day, the day of your daughter's wedding, how do I make it stop?
You know, some of us like being mafia bosses. Me, I like it. I get to wear a cool suit.
You want a shweka?
No. Nothing happens to Sabrina while her mother's still alive.
Gee, thanks. I'll just go ask my aunts for help.
You didn't start a rumor about them?
No, I... Oh, no!
When you said you wanted to navigate, I assumed it was because you could read a map.
And I can. We are right in front of that terrifying...
But where have they been abducted to?
I got a warehouse near the waterfront for that kind of stuff.
Excuse me, Don Tutti Frutti. Not that kind of abduction, but grazie.
Prego.
Zelda, can you use your finger?
No, can you?
No. Well, I hope you're happy. Oh, sure, it may not be a huge ball of twine, but aliens are pretty nifty.
Well, if you could navigate, we wouldn't be here.
This is my fourth abduction this month. My mom's gonna kill me if I'm late with the ice cream again.
Perhaps this gentleman can teach you how to tell when the map is upside down.
Say it. Don't spray it.
That means he's ready to remove all your organs. But watch it, he's got cold hands. Or actually, tentacles.
Isn't that great? Back off, Shorty!
You don't understand. You're next. And if he don't operate on you, then...
I'll tell you whose fault this is.
It is not!
No, Hilda. There's a third witch we haven't factored in.
Ladies first!
Sabrina!
Thanks a lot. I rarely use my liver.
Harvey, how'd you get so pregnant so fast?
How should I know? Get off my back!
Sorry, Sabrina. Just kind of emotional these days.
It's okay. I'll figure something out.
Somebody better figure something out, because these are not birthing hips.
Harvey, what's wrong? My parents have kicked me out. Oh, I had no idea. And I had absolutely nothing to do with it. My mom says they don't love me anymore. My dad says they never did. What am I gonna do? I'm so sorry.
I'm never gonna do that to my baby.
I've gotta find Calzone.
That sounds really good. With chocolate sauce on it.
Oh, Willard, sir!
Oh, no. Call me Vice Principal Kraft.
Oh! Oh, get a room! Calzone! You better show your face!
He's not here.
We've got to find him. All my rumors came true.
I know, so did mine.
You don't understand. There's a very nice boy in Westbridge who's staring down the barrel of a C-section.
You think I like this? My sister's a unicorn.
Well, it's all your sleazy uncle's fault.
Hold on now. We need some advice. Can your quizmaster be trusted?
We better hope so. He's our only shot. Quizmaster, helping others is great. Now get your butt in here before it's too late.
There's a rumor going around that you have something to do with this hemline.
I cannot abide a cat who would let his owners give him a name that robs him of respect.
What would you have us do, Don Salem?
Whack Fluffy.
Send two of my best guys.
No, wait. I want that cat to wake up with a mouse head in his bed.
Of course, Cuff.
And second thought, bring me the mouse head.
To top it off, I'm beginning to feel sorry for Libby. That's how bad things have gotten.
Sabrina, I told you not to take the easy way out.
No, you said not to phone it in. Besides, the guy said that rumors help in the other realm.
And you believed him? You know rumors are bad things.
There are a lot of things I used to know that turned out to be not true. For example, I used to be pretty sure that people couldn't fly.
Oh, shoot. That reminds me. I gave my cousin Lillian bat wings.
Hilda, I noticed something while they were examining him.
Yeah, you should get that mole checked.
No, they undid his restraints in order to conduct the experiment. I bet we can trick them into freeing our arms.
And then we can zap ourselves home.
And we can't override this magic.
And then we can hit them.
Yes, and provided you don't navigate, we can steer this baby home.
Please, before they touch me again.
Oh, you love it.
Who is your quiz master?
My Uncle Calzone.
Calzone? Well, I know him. Do me a favor and go see if he's at his Stromboli stand.
Oh, sure. Are you going to be okay, Sabrina?
She's going to be fine. That kid is trouble.
What do you mean?
His Uncle Calzone has had a score to settle with me ever since I got him kicked out of the Quizmasters for cheating.
Well, why did he come after me? With all due respect, you were the snitch.
Sabrina, nothing's more embarrassing for a Quizmaster than to have a pupil fail to get their license. Although getting caught in that skirt came close.
I'm not going to get my license?
Well, after the havoc you wreaked on Westbridge?
Well, isn't there anything I can do?
Well, all the damage you've done will slowly go away after you start a vicious rumor about yourself. And make it a good one.
I can't even get my grandma to return my phone calls. Sabrina.
Hi, Libby.
I just heard a rumor about you. I wonder if it's true. I knew it! You've got no teeth! Sabrina's got no teeth!
I just heard that Sabrina has no teeth. Ooh.
Whoa! Hey, Harvey, feeling better?
Yeah, I must have been eating way too much salt. Sabrina?
Yes?
I just wanted you to know, if you ever need your food pre-chewed, I would do that for you.
Sweet. You always make me smile.
No, don't.
There's a phone call for you.
Emma, could you make it quick? I need to call the Smart Women Foolish Choices hotline.
I'd love to move back in, Mom. But before we go into that, you'll never believe what's happened at school today.
Hello? Yes, it's me. Of course I'm willing to testify against Calzone. I said I'll testify! I said I'll be right there.
Maron, that's good sauce.
I add a little garlic, oregano, and then I put some sugar in there. That's my secret. That's my trick.
What the fuck?
They're coming to get us. I plead the fifth.
Nice landing, Zelda.
It's okay. I didn't want to have children anyway.
Hey, I haven't driven a clutch in a while.
Well, there you go. I may be a farmer, but these fellas in your sitting room sure do look like mob bosses.
Guys, that Sabrina got no teeth.
Let's get out of here.
Hey, come back. We were all going to go to Vegas and get comped at Boylesque.
Sam, I'm sure there's an explanation for turning our house into a social club. But first, where is Sabrina?
I will tell you only if you promise never to ask me about my business again. This isn't the same of the guys gone.
Where is Sabrina?
The Witches Council called her in.
We better get there.
Guess I wasn't meant to be a mob boss.
Oh, I think I'm garlic intolerant.
Yes, we understand that you think your quizmaster rocks. But unless you can produce this calzone, we must hold your quizmaster responsible for all the trouble you caused. Are you aware that you have no teeth?
I did it for right or wrong. Can anything be done about it?
Only because we're all about to lose our lunch.
Well, like I said, I don't know Calzone's present location, but I hope it will please the court to call other witnesses who may have more information about the weasel's whereabouts.
Now, just a moment. Is this Calzone a weasel? Because we've been looking for a man. Oh, the court calls Dashiell Calzone. Are you the fugitive's nephew?
Yes, I am.
And you know his whereabouts?
I do not know, Your Honor.
He's lying.
And I'm about to get demoted to crossing guard.
We're not going to demote you. We're going to arrest you. You can't let your pupils run amok like this. Bailiff, take the quizmaster into custody.
No, you can't do this. I've got tenure.
Don't worry, I'll get you out.
Sabrina, wait.
Stay away from me. My quizmaster was right about you.
I hate to do this.
Oh, good. This place has such great karma for me.
Sabrina, I need you to know I had nothing to do with the trouble that you're in. But I do know where my uncle is.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
Because the council can only send him to jail.
See, where I come from, that's a bad thing.
Calzone's a wheeler and dealer. Jail would be fun to him. I want him to suffer.
Well, how do you plan on doing that?
Well, I happen to know my conniving uncle is hanging out in the mortal realm.
Calzone comes clean and Quizmaster frame up and vows to spend the rest of his life cleaning up dog parks.
Barehanded. You're good.
Friends?
Are you kidding? You just saved me and my quizmaster.
So, how far is it from Westbridge to Revere?
Oh, about 5 minutes by spaceship.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Dashiell.
Sabrina had nothing to do with this. It's all my fault.
He's cute, but unfortunately, I heard a rumor that you're grounded.
Oh, you have to stop reading those tabloids.
Okay, I'm grounded.
It's not so bad. My parents are making me clean up Lillian's guano.
You'll need a loofah.
Check.
And grab that bunion stone.
What?
Just take it. And plenty of Band-Aids.
Oh. And a squeegee.
Squeegee?
Sabrina, when you clean old witches...
Hundreds of old witches.
Anything that saves time is a welcome tool.
Look, I know you guys are just trying to gross me out, but it's not working.
We tried. Oh, one last thing. A tongue scraper.
It scrapes tongues.
No problem.
Didn't work.
Is she gone yet?
Yeah.
Tongue scraper!